From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Sarah Captain is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Green County officials said February 19th, Sheriff Greg Seeley will soon move his office into the newly renovated office space at 370 Mansion Street in Coxsackie. The department will be headquartered at that location for 3 weeks while the county jail is being built. Greene County Administrator Sean Groden said the new space must be inspected by the state before the move can take place, but representatives of the State Commission of Corrections postponed their inspection of the space February 12th due to the snowstorm. A new date for the inspection has not been set. Chairman William Luntz is dismayed about the setback. He said, and I quote, "It's not happening as quickly as we hoped. Once we move, then we can tear down the old jail," end quote. The former jail on West Bridge Street in Coxsackie was closed April 20th after it was declared unsafe. The jail and existing sheriff's office will be demolished, and the historic carriage house on the property will remain intact. The sheriff's civil office is now located in the records room of the Greene County Office Building on Main Street in Catskill. A second civil office will be built with the new jail in Coxsackie, Seeley said. The sheriff's office is now working on establishing a new satellite office in the former Durham Elementary School on Route 145. The department already maintains satellites in Prattsville, Ashland, and New Baltimore. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Patricia Doxey's reporting for the Daily Freeman. Some Ulster County lawmakers are pointing to a flaw in the county charter as a way to get around holding a special election for county executive to seat someone for just a few months. They are questioning the wisdom of spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on a special vote just 7 months before the general election. The executive will be elected to a 4-year term in November. County Legislature Chairwoman Tracy Bartels says the legislature will hold a special session next week to vote on setting the special election for April 30th. But Doxey reports there appears to be more than enough opposition among lawmakers on both sides of the aisle to put the fate of that resolution and the special election itself in doubt. Several legislators in both parties said that because there is no clear language in the charter that makes the legislature responsible for calling the special election, and because it appears the Republicans will not field a candidate, they should forego the April vote. Legislature Minority Leader Ken Ronk said Acting County Executive Adele Ryder should be allowed to remain in the position through the end of 2019, with the person who is elected in November taking over on January 1st, 2020. The Ulster County Democratic Committee met February 20th and chose former Democratic congressional candidate Pat Ryan as its candidate. Ryan of Gardiner defeated fellow Democrat Patrice Courtney Strong at the convention held in Kingston. Ryan's name will appear on the Democratic line in the special election if it occurs, to be the party's nominee for the Democratic line in the November general election. Republicans are scheduled to hold their convention Saturday, February 23rd. Ronk said the Democratic candidate will likely be unopposed in the special election. Read both stories in the Daily Freeman. Daily Freeman is reporting Columbia Green Community College will offer evening enrollment hours for coming semesters on Mondays and Wednesdays through May 13th. The Dean of Students' Office will be open on Mondays until 6:30 p.m. In addition, college admission counselors will be available to the public on Wednesdays until 6:30 p.m. During those hours, school representatives will be present to assist students with the application process and other admissions-related issues. Times Union is reporting Governor Andrew M. Cuomo, February 20th, announced $2.3 million in infrastructure funding for 31 airports statewide, including four in the Capital Region. In Columbia County, $510,000 in state funds will be used to build a new airport fueling facility. The Albany International Airport will install a $1.4 million photovoltaic solar array, and Schenectady County Airport will use its $1 million award for a new aircraft hangar. Saratoga County received $709,000 to build a storage building for snow removal equipment. The projects are funded through the Governor's State Aviation Capital Grant Program Initiative and complement the Upstate Airport Economic Development and Revitalization Competition, which awarded $200 million to modernize airports upstate. Read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, wgxc.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.